Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-027 regarding Mr. Howard Brown. The time is now 10:01 on March 8th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. I'll go ahead and start with board staff. I'm Daniel Carthel, investigator.
Orlene Loera, board staff.
Judith Stapley, executive director.
Thank you.
Mr. Scott Donald, assistant attorney general and board counsel.
Thank you. Then the EAC members.
Robert Herz.
Dan Francetta.
Thank you. And Mr. Vischer.
Urban Visser, I'm an advisory committee member. I'm also a professional land surveyor.
Thank you. And then I believe we have Mr. Brown on the line.
Yes, I am on the line.
Thank you. We had invited the alleger, Mrs. Bowens. But she was unable to attend today. Just a few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick you up. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. It's important so that when I go back to the audio recording, I can tell who said what. To avoid disruptions, please have all cell phones either turned off or turned on to silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on October 27th, 2021, related to the practice of land surveying regarding the record of survey at Lot 110 of Tucson Estates in Tucson, Arizona, on or about October 1st of 2021. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable. That's right. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. How are you?
So far, so good. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, no worries. See if I can...
Jeannie, Scott, this is Judith. Scott is present in the room. So I apologize if we double booked, but Scott is here with us right now.
Oh, well, then I'll get off the phone.
You're welcome to stick around if you like.
Yeah. That's good to see you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Oops. I'll ask each committee member if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and if you could signify yes or no on whether you're okay to move forward with it. Mr. Herz?
Yes.
Mr. Francetic?
Yes.
And Mr. Visser?
Yes.
Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted with the, well, not with the alleged, because she's not here, will be conducted with the respondent. Any party on the line who is not currently being interviewed will need to, I'm sorry, will need to disconnect and then will be called when it's their turn for the meeting. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. So if I get a motion to enter executive session.
Robert Herz, I moved it.
Thank you.
Go into it.
Dan Fransack seconded.
Thank you. And we'll do a vote. Mr. Herz?
I'll vote aye.
Mr. Fransetic?
Aye.
And Mr. Visser?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Brown, you're the only person that's going to be interviewed, so you can stay on the line. We'll start off with you. Switch over recordings.